Okay, we'll see how this goes, considering that I have a cold. And right now I'm at my apartment, and I'm wearing just a bathrobe. That's really all I'm wearing. I just got out of bed a couple hours ago. I've never recorded audio in this thread before, but I've recorded audio for other people in the past. So number three doesn't really apply to me, because I've never done it before. If I were to record a script, it would probably have to be kinky. Me being dominated. Yeah. I'm kind of into that. I'm kind of kinky as fuck. I masturbate usually every night before I go to sleep if my master's not over. My preferred method of masturbating is laying on my bed, covered up. And I mix it up sometimes, but it always involves my vibrator. I have a very, very nice Lilo vibrator that I spent a lot of money on, but it was worth every penny from the tons of orgasms it has given me over the last year or so. Sometimes I use nipple clamps, pull on them with my teeth while I push the vibrator up against my clit and shove it in my cunt. Sometimes I gag myself with a ball gag. I have a lot of things in my bedside drawers. Let's just leave it at that. The most risky place is my car, actually, on my lunch break. I was talking to an ex-boyfriend of mine over the phone, and he was telling me how horny he was, and it got me horny, and, you know, I have this weird thing where if I get this urge, it's like this ache in my G-spot, and it will not go away until I shove my fingers inside and, you know, rub it out. So on my lunch break, I drove my car out to the back far part of the parking lot at work, and came while I was talking to him on the phone. I've masturbated for every boyfriend I've ever had. I've masturbated for people on Yahoo, you know, back before I was in a serious committed relationship, which I am now, so don't get any ideas. But, let's see. Favorite way to be fucked is doggy style. That or recently, I never used to like being on top, but recently I've started to really get into being on top, you know, because he won't come as fast, and I can come over and over and over again. I do really like doggy style, though. Anything that pushes his cock up against my cervix is amazing, so my legs over his shoulders and him fucking me like that, too. So yeah, I do like it a little rough. I like being held down and used and tied up and in hog ties and in bondage and shibari, and I have lots of experience with all of that. So I've been kinky for as long as I've been sexually cognitive. I have had sexual experiences with another girl. It's a long story why her and I are not friends anymore, but she and I used to do all sorts of things. You know, I remember one time she was about to leave my house, and I just started making out with her and pushed her up against the door. It's been a long time since I've been with a girl. She and I would, I don't even know. She never got me off, but one time we were at her house, and we were drunk. We're on the floor, and we're making out, and, you know, rolling over, and her on top of me, and me on top of her, and she mostly clothed. I was completely clothed. She was mostly clothed, but I pulled off her little shorts she was wearing, and I ate her out, and she came over and over and over again. I loved her tits. She had the greatest, most amazing. They were full and firm, and she had such great nipples, and I miss being with girls. Anyway, of course, I do use a toy when I masturbate. I don't have it with me, or else if I would have read down to this question at the time before I started recording, I would have went and got it. However, I don't have it with me. I could go get it if any of you guys want to hear it, or whatever. But I had a threesome once with the girl that I previously mentioned and one of my ex-boyfriends. It was good at first, turned into this big retarded thing, so it wouldn't be sexy to tell you about it. Let's see, what was inspired me to come last time I masturbated? Well, last night, I had just taken some NyQuil, which is not sexy at all, and I wanted to go to sleep and sleep off the sickness, so I masturbated, and I was, I'm trying to remember what I was thinking about. I have a daddy-daughter fetish, so I think I was thinking about that. Basically, middle of the night, daddy comes in, you know, gets in bed with me, and I'm all vulnerable and young and not knowing what's gonna happen, and then, you know, he starts to touch me and things like that. So that's what I was masturbating to last night. Oh, I go for multiple orgasms every time that I have sex. I probably come at least 10 times. At least 3 times. If we're having a long session, then it's at least 10 times or so. But of course, you know. I don't count at that point. When I'm masturbating by myself, usually one is enough. You know, maybe one and then one an hour later or something like that. But it's usually one is enough. I'm not yet masturbated since I woke up, which was just a couple hours ago. Let's see. I think I'll stop at 15. See if anybody's interested in hearing any more. Okay, well, that was it. Let me know if you want to hear anything else. Thanks for listening.